life.
Eli in the frame?
Nigga, don't worry about me, cuz. Like,
buddy
kind
of far away.
Oh, yeah, no. He's
I'm on my own island.
He good.
You know what I'm talking about?
We're all back together.
Don't be on your own island, bro.
We back.
We is.
Full effect.
We is, Rational Ignorance Podcast.
Yeah.
Don't get it confused. It's nobody more else.
Huh?
Come on. Say the next bar, bro. Where you at?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I feel good.
Ah, but yeah, man. It's been a long time coming. Oh, yeah. Diddy.
He's starting already.
All right.
The corny one.
How y'all doing today?
Good. I'm good, man.
No, we got K-Dub in the building.
I'm here.
We got E in the building.
Yeah.
We new addition.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah.
We got Lataja in the building.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the building. I'm Ant,
Yeah.
We here to do what we do. Talk our shit.
Yeah.
Get a worldwide news to the worldwide web. And all that, man.
Yeah.
How you doing, E? How you doing? How you feeling?
Yeah.
That's how you feeling?
You feel me? Yeah. I'm ready, bro. Start the show.
I feel it. How you feeling, Lataja?
I feel good. I'm about to quit my job tomorrow.
Fuck that job. In the words of a great philosopher by the name of Eli, fuck that job.
Yeah.
You got another one lined up?
Yeah, I start on Tuesday.
Hey.
Money coming in.
That's what you really got to clap.
Because
just being like, fuck that job, it's like.
Yeah, no, I got to make sure I got something lined up.
Clap for that. That's what's up. Congrats.
That's good.
You and bruh.
Doing good. A year older.
Yeah.
A week older.
31 now.
We all a week older, I guess, right? I know. Yeah, 31. It's crazy.
Damn, we're really in our 30s.
Crazy. Knees is cracking. I was squatting down, then got up. Like, damn, legs hurt. Like, oh.
Man, that shit been happening. Nigga.
My body does feel old, but I don't feel old.
Facts.
Bro, shit, I've been feeling this way since I was like 21, bro. Bad knee, man. Yeah, But nah, I feel better, though. But yeah, man, how was Mexico, bro?
Ah, man. It was lovely. It was lovely to get away,
You ain't getting no tan. Weddle.
It was a little bit overcast out there when we was out there. It wasn't hella sunny.
Nigga, from the pictures, it looked real nice.
Yeah,
the weather
nice.
Looked.
I was out in the pool and shit.
Nigga still a filter on Mexico.
Throw a filter on there, make it look better than it is.
Nah, it looked nice though.
Nah, it was nice. Just a couple of the days, it was like a little bit overcast. Like we went swimming. It was kind of shit.
Was it cold?
Nah, it wasn't cold though. It was like 80s.
Oh, okay.
So you gotta think it's like a little bit cloudy, but it's still
as long as it's hot,
weather.
I could get in the pool.
Yeah, like, if it's 80 is good weather
but
to swim.
For me though, I need it to be like in the hundreds if I'm gonna go like swimming.
Well.
Goggles.
Nah, but you gotta think out there, like, so if it's like it's humid too, though.
Oh, okay. Because
it's Caribbean weather out there. So, yeah, you're on you like right across from, Miami and the Bahamas and all that shit. So, it was definitely a good trip. Taking the kids. You asked me about taking the kids.
Yeah. How was it vacationing with kids?
I know.
Would you do it again?
So. It was cool, right? That was actually good. Like, my baby, she didn't fuss at all on a flight. She didn't really trip on the first flight. And then, until she didn't really trip till like, on the way back when we was coming from Miami. That was, like, a six-hour flight. Mm-hmm. So, that was a little rough for her. She started tripping. But other than that, it was cool. Like, they had buffet there. So, it was endless options for the kids. She was like, free smoothies, free drinks.
And you guys did the resort?
Yeah, we was at a resort.
So when you get there, because I've never been to a resort, when you get the like all-inclusive package,
yeah,
you get there, it's food included, and are alcohol beverages included?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Free drinks,
is there a limit on the drinks per day?
Nope, I ain't never drank so many margaritas in my life.
Oh, okay.
Turned up shawty,
that shit was crazy.
The free drinks, though, that's what's up.
Yeah. But what's crazy is I never got like turned up, though. But
like the drinks weren't that strong.
They was like, I don't know. They tasted like, you know, normal drink, but
did they feel like a drink?
Did it feel like a drink, bro?
I mean, my girl, she was a little turnt the first night, so I mean, they was doing something.
Okay, because you know, sometimes margaritas, I don't really like getting like the blended margaritas. So I feel like they just be tasting like juice, and they don't really do much.
Yeah, and that's what I did I did get a lot of like the blended margaritas because you know it's like drinking a little, it's like adult smoothie. That shit was good, but
the only thing that gets me fucked up like that is like a Fat Tuesday. Add me a shot in there and I'm fucked.
Yeah, that was the thing. We would have to get like a shot on the side. Mm. But you know, it was cool though. Like the kids have fun and shit. You know, like there's a pool, there's a beach. Like, yeah. It's free food. It's endless buffet. And then also another thing that was included was like some of the restaurants that was on site. Mm-hmm. I thought those would be extra upcharge, but they wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was part of the deal. So I was like, damn, they had like a steakhouse, a Mexican restaurant, an Italian restaurant. I was like, I thought they was gonna be extra, but then I was like, that's free too. So I'm like, okay.
I like that. That's how it was on the cruise. Like there's an outside area where like all the like burgers, tacos, but then they have steakhouses inside the cruise, and I thought we were gonna have to pay extra for that. But that was included too. Yeah,
see, that's fire, man.
Yeah. But on the cruise you get like 10 drinks a day. I think that's like a limit.
But that's a lot, though.
It is a lot. You was getting fucked up.
That's a lot of drinks.
It is a lot. It is.
If you can't get fucked up off 10 drinks, like, damn, you might need to reevaluate life.
Right.
Drinking too much. But yeah, man. Shout out to Mexico, I guess.
Mexico.
It was cool. It was cool. But yeah, man. Let's get to it. There's a lot going on.
It is, bro.
There's a lot going on.
Take that.
That Easy E sample.
Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for threats.
Yeah, hey, let's get it, bro.
DOT, the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak diss and first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up, lost too many soldiers, not to play it safe.
Oh, this
if
beat's so hard, bro.
Hit it, Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom. I'm really like that. And your best work is a life pack. Nigga, Prince outlived my jack. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried. That's okay with all these nines. Eagle see pet cemetery, nigga.
I'm dope. Killer selling dope. Is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors. Is you like that? Young throw nigga selling laws. Is you like that? All 24, you won't go. Is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that.
That shit was tough, bro.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard right there. That's hard, man. Shout out to Future. Shout out to Metro Boomin.
Ooh, that shit.
Shout out to Kendrick.
Yeah, how we gonna leave Dot? Shout out to Dot, man.
Stay album, bro. Stay album. Yeah, shout out K Dot. He definitely slid on that.
Hey, Future verse was it was nice too, but you know, nobody really cared.
Skip.
Future been having some good. He been having skip, some fire verses.
You know what we're looking for. We looking for.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Future.
Yeah, Future man, he been rapping though.
Yeah, Future cool, but yeah, I don't know, man.
But yeah, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about that Kendrick. Well,
we here to talk about Future, him too, with a beef that we kind of heard. It's been rumors going on that it's something going on between them.
Yeah.
Drake and Future.
So they're saying it's about a girl or a woman.
That'd be kind of whack if it is.
Right.
Like, bro,
all these bitches.
Right. And it's not like it's one of y'all main girlies, it seemed like.
Yeah.
But yeah. I just feel like how close and how much money they make together or how close they seem together. You know, it's industry friends, bro. This should be whatever.
There was rumors that it was about Drake doing a collab album with 21 Savage. Future not liking that or some shit like that.
Is Future and 21 not?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know about that part. But when you think about it, have you ever heard 21 and Future on a song?
Yeah. What's that hard, what's that song? Three Bad Bitches in a... Ain't that Future and 21? Ain't that Future... what's that shit called?
I know what song you're talking about.
I'm just standing
on my... Yeah, ain't that Future and 21? Yeah, it is.
Was Drake and Future.
No, no, no. It's Future and 21.
I don't know about any of this beef.
Oh, yeah, they got a song
beef.
Called...
I don't know about this
they
beef.
Got, they got, yeah, they got multiple songs.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know where they shit might have went wrong. But then I know Metro said something about the Drake and 21 Savage album.
Well, did he? Because, I mean, he produced one song on there, at least.
Oh, on that album?
Yeah.
So why was he hating on it? Getting a Grammy, I think because he got Grammy nominated?
Well, because he, because I mean, he was Grammy nominated as well. And his album seemed to be more critically acclaimed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he did drop that album. But he feel like, yeah, so he got on Twitter tripping. And, you know, Drake was like.
I have a question. Do you think Drake is problematic because of all his beefs in the industry?
No, I just think that, I mean, that's what would come with it, though. A lot of times, it's not even him.
Right, right.
A lot of times, it's people trying to get at him. Like, pretty much every beef he's been in, I feel like it's people attacking him. Mm. Is that wrong? You disagree?
No, I mean, shit. That's usually how beef works. Somebody has to say something about somebody else. But, I mean, if you're the common denominator in multiple beefs,
but
it might be the issue.
No, nah, but also, but I mean, I feel like it's a position... Drake
yeah.
is in.
Yeah, he's the people are everybody gunning for the top spot at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I'm a separate because, like, what Kendrick does, it's not what, like, everybody else. I don't look at that the same. He don't seem, like, super personal.
But they beef stemmed off of, what, the Control verse? That's what it seemed like.
I don't think their beef is, like, legit beef. I really do think their shit is, like, on some competitive shit, like, I'm just better than you type shit.
Well, but that's the thing, though. Like, Drake, in the aftermath of the Control verse, he was being, like Kendrick said, sensitive rapper.
He did, and some of the things he said.
Back in his pajamas.
And some of the things he said, like, you know, that song was cute. Like, you know, Drake was saying shit like that.
Yeah, like, we never heard it again. Do you remember how the verse started type shit? It's like,
yeah, but still, you see, that's still, like, on some rap shit. It's not like we're Push or like.
A little sensitive.
Yeah, nah, Drake definitely got
it,
that.
I mean, yeah, definitely ain't necessarily personal. Yeah,
yeah,
more so rap.
And that's what I mean. Even I was gonna say, I like about Kendrick's, like, quote unquote disses. They're never too super disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, it's music.
He ain't never really been in a battle though.
He had. Well,
he hasn't.
But ain't nobody really tried him.
He ain't never really, really stepped out there and said nobody's name like
he called
that.
Out on the Control verse. He called out, like, the whole industry, bro. And they replied, and you know what I mean?
He ain't replied back?
Nah, because I ain't going to lie. Them replies was in...
Who had the best reply?
He was like Joel Ortiz or some shit.
The boxer?
I don't know what bro
I'm
name.
Say, I'm going to say...
Some
OT. He didn't name, no, bro.
Huh?
He didn't name, bro.
I know.
I don't even know... I remember
remember Meek's verse was cool.
I think that's the only person
Meek was tripping off him saying what he ran New York or something like that.
Yeah, but I mean that's what he threw that in the verse.
Yeah, he wasn't tripping on.
But that's what I'm saying. That shit was so like rap until like Papoose joined on it. But then he was like, suck my dick. I'm like, hey, yo, y'all niggas.
Papoose said that?
Yeah, like I'm like, y'all don't know how to y'all take shit too far, bro.
That's just some New York shit, dog. Suck my dick.
I know. Even the girls be saying that shit.
Yeah, nah, that shit be crazy.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, that shit, I feel like, because did Cole respond to that?
Nah. Ain't nobody only, like, as far as the people he named, only Meek is the only one I think that rapped back.
But he named a lot of people.
The old kill him shit.
Because he said J. Cole. Well, Big Sean was on the song.
Big Crit. Not the best response.
Oh, he responded?
Not personally, but he did his song after that shit was tight.
Oh, okay.
What was the song? What was the song?
Mount Olympics. Listen to it.
I do remember.
I remember that song. Oh, okay. I just don't remember the lyrics like that. Yeah, but I mean, if they said, if it's about a girl that's whack, but, you know.
So what'd y'all think of Kendrick's verse, though? Was it hard or was it overhyped?
It was cool. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. Like
surprising.
Yeah, it was surprising. I woke up in the middle of the night, like, it's like 3 o'clock over there. I'm like, damn, it's like 1 o'clock over here. But
sound like a Drake song. 3 a.m. in Cabo.
I'm like, why Kendrick? I'm like, why Kendrick trending?
You know why?
Nah, because yeah, because me at first when I'm like, bro, I'm not about it. You know how everybody be acting like when Future drop is like so.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I'ma wait. But then, because they ain't put the features on the album mm-hmm. at first. Yeah. I know now they have. So it's like you looking, you like, what song you going to go to? Then I seen people kept on saying, oh, my God, K-Dot, Drake got to wake up and respond. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Listen to that shit. I was like, okay. And then I was playing that song that whole.
So what did he say about Drake?
It was just on some rap shit. Like, because. You know, Drake and Cole had that song.
First person shooter.
Yeah, and they were kind of saying, like, it's only the big three. Like, we the GOATs, Kendrick, Drake, and Cole.
Okay.
Like, that's the big three. And basically on the song, Kendrick is like, fuck the big three. It's just me. It's just big me.
Oh, okay.
He also said something about for all your dogs getting buried. That's okay with all these nines. They're going to see Pet Cemeteries, which is in reference to Drake's last album, For All the Dogs.
Mm.
Then
he had another one.
Yeah, he had this. He said, nah, because even when he said, y'all clicking up, it cannot be legit, no 40 water. Yeah. That was a play on the click and be legit in them.
No, it was not, bro. Like, that verse was fire. He had a lot of double entendres. I think he had some triple entendres. Like, that shit was crazy.
He was.
Triples.
Shit was crazy, bro. I mean, just on the surface when reading, I'm like, if you just read it by yourself, you're probably like, fuck is this? But then you hear him rap, it's like.
Gotta hear him perform.
I know, that's what I'm like. I seen like somebody on I think somebody, he said he just read the lyrics. Bro, you cannot do that. Like, you know what I mean? Nah, you gotta hear this shit on a song. Like, you're gonna be like,
I can see, like, listening to the song and the lyrics as it's playing.
Right.
Just reading lyrics.
Yeah, you're gonna be like, nah, this ain't hitting. Then some things, if it's not connecting, you're just gonna be like, that's kind of whack. Yeah. But shit, nah, I fucked with it.
Y'all think this gonna turn into something more? Think they gonna, Drake and J. Cole gonna respond?
I think Cole's gonna respond.
You think so? I feel like he don't be in, though.
No, not that, like, not, it don't got, like how you said, is this going to be rap? Like,
There should be so, because if you think about it, like, Cole was kind of saying the same thing on that song, First Person Shooter. Like, yeah, we're the big three, but I'm the top dog.
I mean, you want to know.
Yeah. So, it's like, I feel like they going to keep it rap, but it's going to get to a point like, all right, which is cool, too. Like, all right, y'all niggas, move on, bro. You know what I mean? But it might be with Future and Drake, that's going to be interesting.
But I don't know. I mean, it seemed like a lot of people might be mad at Drake. Like Travis Scott, like for instance, like he was begging for him to play that song on stage and shit. Like, nah, you know which one I'm talking about playing? Like instigating hella bad.
That was that Rolling Loud, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, that's
what song did he want him to play?
This one.
This is the song that.
Because it was before it came out. It was before it dropped.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, I know, because I'm like, bro, all these people got, like,
vendettas against
Drake. They got big songs with Drake.
Yeah, it was like everybody picked a side. Like, they were talking about that, saying to Rick Ross. Weekend and Drake been having a little silent for a minute. Yeah, then Rick Ross said he unfollowed Drake. And then,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Is Drake problematic? Is Nav he the problem? Did.
Drake invited Rick Ross' most recent girlfriend to his show or some shit like
okay,
that.
Okay, now that'd be
I feel like Drake be doing petty stuff.
That'd be
he do.
The,
he do.
Yeah. Because I remember even with Chris Brown, he had Flew Carucci out.
He do shit like that, yeah, for sure.
Even him putting Kim K's, like, voice in that song.
Sending bottles to Charlamagne. It's like, bro. I don't know. He just, that's Drake, though.
Nah, but you see, once the war is on, then cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, is he the problem, though?
Because take it too far, like Pusha T.
I know. That's
yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because, yeah, Pusha took that shit. And then goes, like, all right, that nigga.
You found your fucking kid.
Bruh, that shit was, that was crazy, bro. Like, nigga, that's your Beyonce.
Know who you warring with, bro.
Sophie knows better. I think she still never changed her Instagram name. Wish that was good promo, too. Like, you know.
Oh, that's crazy.
When I seen who she was, I don't even know if that's true, though. If she's like a porn star. She's like an artist.
I did the science.
I did the science.
You get that? I mean, she do got hella ass. Like, she's
thick
as hell,
We need some shit out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did the science. We did the science on it. Research.
She looked different now, though.
Yeah. She looks good now.
Yeah, she do. She do.
But she didn't look good before?
Does she really look good now?
No, I think
she looks she looks good. I don't want to, like.
She changed her facial appearance?
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me because she's just, like, hella French. Like, she got a whole accent. Like, she's just, like, a French.
Nah, but, I mean, she got, like, a nose job.
Yeah. I know Drake never thought that was going to be his.
I mean, he was raw dogging it, so.
No, he said that on the album, bro. Like,
I know.
He said something like, how many tests we done had, some other shit. Like,
nah, but definitely he wasn't trying to.
Say that.
Yo, he definitely wasn't trying to have a baby with Shorty,
He wasn't preventing it.
But he not thinking. When he visualized his life as a youngin' growing up.
Hey, come on, man. Come on.
There's nothing wrong with that lady. That's a good woman.
What Pusha T say? That's your Beyonce? Pusha T went in.
Hey, I don't think that's what he envisioned for his life, bro.
I mean.
Probably not, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, he got a little, you know.
People was mad. It was like, damn, nigga, you could have. Because
it was
Rihanna.
Like, you be talking all this, and then you got, like, a French woman. No, you know, hey, shade yo, to her. Up? Like,
what? Hey, not because she's French, though.
No, but, like, she's just like a white woman. Like,
sheesh.
Hey, her body is crazy, though.
Yeah, it looks good. Like, she looks good.
You know? So, hey. I can see that's what.
But it's
that's
just what, strange, like
you know. That's what
Drake
fell for.
She got Drake, the Sarah J syndrome.
So at that level of success, what he's.
I mean, but look at Usher though. He.
What about Usher?
He just got married.
Oh, I know. I seen that.
And, it's a lot.
Not too much of Usher.
It's a lot of these celebrity men that got some. Woo.
Bro, what's going on, right? Like what's
going on? I wasn't expecting
Ghost from
that.
Power. Y'all seen that one?
Oh, no, yo.
Bro.
I'm sorry.
Why we doing this to these brothers right now, bro?
I mean, I can't even say that much because I came from that, but you know.
No, I ain't saying that level of success. I'm just saying.
But it's just
can
like,
y'all
just
settle down?
Talking about actual aesthetics.
But I just wouldn't expect like these, you know, R&B artists and these rappers to have that.
But no, so at that level of success, you think you could settle down with all this money that you have and all these like accolades
if you
have?
To.
Yeah, and who they end up settling down with, like somebody that's not. Top tier, they probably somebody they can trust.
You're right.
And now that's shit. We ain't put it on board. I don't even know if y'all seen the interviews because Candace Owens kind of talked about that on the Breakfast Club.
I need to watch that. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I meant to tell y'all to watch that.
I watched the Breakfast Club one. I didn't watch the Joe one.
Yeah, shit. Maybe we talk about it next week.
Yeah, but as far as you saying, now I think it becomes a little bit harder though, especially. Cause I mean, who they going? Nah.
I mean, it probably is harder being a celebrity man with all this money, and even like a woman, anyways. Like being a celebrity and then letting someone in your circle and just thinking like you don't know their intentions. Like, do they want me because I'm famous? Because I have this money?
It's got to be a reason why they date. They all date in the same pool.
What you got?
Your status though.
These people got to have better. I mean, they got to have better judge of character too, though. In the day, like you gotta judge.
Motherfuckers is tricky.
That's tough. Yeah, it is. I'm
$30 million. You're gonna
strictly,
act a certain way.
I'm strictly talking about though. Like,
it don't take much for me to read somebody's character.
Me either, but a lot of people don't though. A lot of people can't.
The thing about it though, like the good character people might not be into the lifestyle that they into.
True.
But like, I mean, speaking like what we talking about now, like who these people end up being with aesthetically. It's like, bruh, Y'all niggas could do a little bit better, bro.
But that it, I think it's just crazy because it's like we think that you like this thing because you have this image, mm-hmm. and then like when you go home, it's totally opposite.
But you see, I think for like Usher, it's a different story because
what happened with Usher? What's going on with him? Tell me.
He married a woman, a white woman.
I mean, for me, I don't think it. For me, it ain't even about whether she's white or
whatever. It's just like, I guess that don't matter, but it's just like a woman, I just didn't get think a
bad
that
bitch.
Was.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah. She's not she a bad just bitch. Like men. Like, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm referring like, to. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about
that. Yeah, yeah, let me just go like ahead and say, it don't matter. It don't matter if a black man like wants to be a white woman. That doesn't matter to me because I came from that. But I just didn't expect Usher to be with like a mid.
Yeah, these motherfuckers.
Oh, even Drake's mid? Baby mom is mid.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're talking about. Because even when he brought up Ghost,
she just got hella ass.
Who's
Drake?
Oh yeah,
she ain't gonna miss the opportunity.
Ass is crazy.
That shit again. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think we just speaking from that perspective. But you know, that's a shallow way of looking at things.
Yeah.
Because it's the standard we. You know,
yeah,
because we don't know that person. They could be the greatest people in the world. Like sure. Drake, mom, she seemed like she's
like
person.
She seemed like the greatest person in the world.
And she a dope artist too, though. Like for real, like she be selling art for like a lot of money. But she probably
let me hold back.
Those plugs probably came later on.
Kind of art,
classy.
She be drawing for real.
Oh, okay,
yeah, like she goes and has tea with the fucking Queen of England.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Now I think she's getting those opportunities because who she is. Because shit, before, for $3.99, we get all the picks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Now that's $3.99? That's what it was going for?
No, I don't know. I don't even know if she had OnlyFans, but shit, that was on the hub. That was on the hub. Nah, he definitely was. When was this?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you might be right.
A little Adidon. What's the little brother's name? Little Adidon.
Adonis.
Adonis.
Oh.
That was like the name of the song. That was the name of the song.
Adidon.
Story of Adidon or something.
He like five. So, yeah. It's like 6 years ago.
Damn, that's crazy. That
OnlyFans didn't get popping until the pandemic.
Yeah.
That shit was going crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah, man. Pick a side and stay there, I guess, right?
Pick your side right now.
Why we gotta pick a side?
Pick your side right now.
Because what they say, say Drake's side is sexy red, really academics.
I don't think Cole ain't on that side either. Don't put Cole on that side.
He on that side.
Nah, he gotta be.
Why?
He on that side.
Because he was
to
on
make
that.
It fair.
He on tour with him.
Yeah, he on
no,
tour.
No, he not. He left that tour.
He was, though. And he was on his tour. Drake left. Drake was parading him out there like, look, you're the greatest. You're one of the greatest. I wouldn't be me if it wasn't for you.
Drake be doing a lot, bro. Hey, but I ain't gonna lie though. I do think right now, Cole is on top. No Diddy, like when he comes to this
Diddy.
When he comes to them, I think Cole is number one right now.
Hey, bro, and Drake gonna get on the stage and start talking this gangster shit, bro. You're not a gangster, bro.
Yeah, that's what shut I was up, not bro. Trying to hear. Like, get bro, rap.
Get your ass in a booth and rap.
Nah, he was just saying, I think the other day, I forget where he was at. He was just saying how they can under them, like, fuck with him type shit.
He was like, no matter what, blah, 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 this and that, blah, blah, blah. Can't nobody fuck with me, this and that.
Then y'all seen his dad.
Yeah,
I mean,
bro.
Like, who could fuck with him?
And then his people start talking on his gangster shit.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. He was talking Baca or whatever, bro, name, who got that one song. Yeah, he was talking real gangster. Like, and he said some shit. He was like, because you know I'll clap it. Like, pause, nigga. don't like, bro, it's rap, nigga. What you doing?
Yeah, that shit was corny on the people from Drake's side, I feel like. But also, I mean, there was some corniness on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, because his dad just was like, he was talking about the unfollowing thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I get it, though. Like,
his dad, Drake's dad, was talking about unfollowers?
Nah, he made a post. He was like, oh, we going to get all our friends together. Basically, like, mocking the situation. Like, oh, we going to get all our friends together and tell them to unfollow you because.
Uh-uh. I think the parents should.
Yeah, yeah. He was a little crazy.
Sit this one out.
Dennis. That's bro's name.
Dennis.
Chill, Pops.
Let the kids do their music.
They was flying him on the comments. Like, look, what it takes to be a. There was like, damn, Pusha T made Drake tell us who his dad, who his son is. Now Future and Kendrick made his dad be a present father or some shit. Like, they be wilding.
The internet, bro.
But yeah. Anyway, I'm on. What side? I'm a rock with Kendrick and him, man.
Yeah, that's what side I'm on. I just hope they rap back.
Yeah, we don't want no rap back. Yeah.
I mean, do they need to? What if they just don't say nothing?
They need to respond.
That'd be kind of whack because this shit kind of fun though.
Don't be saying you the when, best. And,
but is it different for female like rap beef?
She won't choose Drake. Choose Drake.
No, I am gonna choose Drake. Why? I don't listen to their music like that.
Okay, let me riddle off some things for you. You like March Madness? No. You like Poetic Justice?
No, I don't like.
You don't like that song?
If she don't fuck with March Madness, she ain't fucking with that side at all.
I know. Yeah. Nah, I mean, there's some other Future songs she probably like.
That gotta be up there.
I'm fucking with Drake.
Yeah, because I mean, commercial wise, bro.
Like J. Cole?
I don't dislike them. I'm not like a fan.
Yeah. That's fair.
We ain't here to change your mind.
All right.
E, you were saying something. What was you saying?
I don't know.
Oh, E, was you in?
Oh. Okay, what the fuck, man?
That's it, man. Yeah. Let's wrap, guys. Baltimore Bridge is falling. Fail.
London Bridge. Never mind. Sorry, bad timing. That's very tragic.
A ship hit.
So the cargo ship, a cargo ship reportedly lost power before hitting the Baltimore Bridge. Two construction workers have been rescued while authorities continue to search for six others. So I did see the whole video, and you can see the whole ship. The power is out. And then when they're going towards the boat, and then it turns back on, and they're, like, turning, and then it goes out again, and then it just keeps going towards the bridge. And then right when the lights turn back on, it's already too late, and they hit the bridge.
So they hit, like, one of the pillars to the bridge or something?
They hit the whole center of the bridge.
It didn't matter. Yeah, where they hit it, bro, that shit is going down. No, it's not the ship fault. Lift that shit up.
They said,
what do you mean?
Because you know how, like...
The bridge split in the middle?
Yeah, like the one... Like
but it seemed like when it fell, like, everything just fell.
Because it got hit, though.
So it had it got hit like a pillar, though.
Nah, bro.
And there ain't no way a boat hit the bridge. Because if a boat was going to hit the bridge, it was going to hit the bridge.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it looked like.
I see what you're saying. They should... I see, like, the height of the bridge
if that's
matter.
What y'all saying. If y'all saying it got hit because of the height...
Maybe they went the wrong way.
Yeah, bro, that shit was too tall. That's what I'm saying.
It got hit because of the height.
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me.
Where the video at?
Look, that shit look hella tall. Like that shit don't look like it's supposed to be there, bro.
They saying they done looking for it today. They gonna search tomorrow, but they assume that the other six people were gone, passed away.
First people just driving on it, bro. Nah, that's crazy.
Oh, so there was cars driving on it?
Yeah, you see the cars going past? That's crazy.
So it looks like it hit one of the pillars.
It hit one of the pillars. That's what happened. It had enough room to clear the bridge.
But it hit one of those.
So it's not the boat's fault.
See, look. Yeah, I mean, if that was the case.
Look, there it goes.
It is the boat's fault.
Yeah, if they hit the pillar, it's on them.
That's crazy. So did anybody from the boat survive?
I mean...
Because that shit looked like he exploded, right?
They didn't say anything about anybody from the boat not surviving.
And they say, y'all seen that? They say some people who are working on there, who, like, were cool, they didn't want any medical help. But that's because the people are saying they might have been illegal immigrants.
Bro, that's insane, bro.
What?
You know how long and about how much money that's going to take to repair that shit?
Biden say he dropping the bag, though. He say they going...
Man, how about that motherfucker drop the bag on the homeless people? How about that motherfucker drop the bag when everybody's struggling? How about
let's go ahead and send thoughts and prayers to the people
that
was on that bridge.
Yeah, handle that.
I understand that, but nah, bro, but
But I mean, nah. I don't blame it. Like, the, you know, it's still like in the USA.
But my point is, oh, if it's so easy to oh, I'm going to help them out. So why the fuck can't help people out when they, that need help?
Yeah, but bro,
if it's this easy.
I mean, it's a little different than the homeless.
I think this is like emergency funds type thing.
But see how that shit
But
works?
I understand what you're saying.
Anthony said all this shit is an emergency and need to change today.
Now I feel it, but bro, the homeless situation is so complex though, bro.
It is. I work in that and it's there's so many resources for homeless people, and they get a lot of like programs and stuff, free housing, food.
And not to say that some of the times they want to be homeless.
And a lot of it, has to deal with their mental health and drug use.
Yeah,
that plays the big part.
Yeah, I mean, with the mental health thing, I mean, it's that's just a bigger, issue for sure. You know?
Yeah, but man, prayers to everybody that was, you know,
on that bridge.
Yeah, on
hopefully
the bridge.
They find
impacted by the bridge.
Do you know how fucking scary that is? Imagine driving across the bridge and the whole thing fucking collapsed.
I was just, because every time, I ain't gonna lie, every time I go to the bay and I be on that bridge, I be thinking
scared.
About shit like that. Bruh, that shit falling.
That shit's high as shit, too.
I know.
But like, it's way higher than this.
But one. I would think you would kind of, I feel like if you was on a bridge, maybe you would kind of know, oh shit. But I mean, it might be too late at that point. Because
you see how fast that shit happened?
Yeah.
Though?
Yeah, when it actually hit. But you could see the shit.
But you know what? I'm not going to lie. Every time I drive over bridges with water, I always unbuckle my seatbelt and roll my windows down. I don't know why. I just do it.
Nah, that's good practice. I mean, I ain't going to unbuckle. I feel you with the rolling the window down, because that going to be the hardest thing.
Yeah.
If they cough, you feel me?
I don't know. That just be scaring the shit out of me. I watch
But damn, you figure like, bro, it going to be hella. They got lucky. Like, it seemed like it wasn't that many. I don't know, bro. I didn't hear about cars being on that bridge,
I didn't either.
There's cars driving. Like, when
in
you
the
watch
video?
The videos, you see cars driving by.
But they made it seem like they were working on the bridge.
Because if only, like, six people died, that's kind of good.
I mean, maybe it might have landed.
No, it wasn't. I think you're looking at, there's hella lights from the background on the bridge.
Because I know they did post a video, like,
there's no
they did post another video, like, people driving on the bridge, but it was, like, in Russia or something. Like, the same thing kind of happened.
Like, it's just hella lights.
Hey, don't you hate when a video don't reset when you want it to reset?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right, that is light.
Yeah.
But, it was like.
You don't want to listen. He hard hit it.
Nah, because that bridge looked too, like, if he was, because cars would have been on that shit.
What's the first video you showed me?
On Twitter.
Yeah, because it was that one. I was like,
you slept through all that too?
Now, you talking about the one that had, like, the front view?
You could, like, fast forward it. And...
Yeah, there's definitely cars. Y'all see those cars driving by?
Look, they wasn't there when it happened.
Oh, damn.
That's the edited video.
Like, they edited cars on the bridge.
That seemed crazier.
But
I mean, that's
right,
just
though.
God, then.
When the actual impact happens, though.
Yeah, you don't see no cars. Yeah. Right. Hey, them niggas got, bro.
I'm telling
you. Yeah, niggas did. Look like niggas did drive by right before that shit happened.
Looks like the motherfuckers going fast, though.
I know. Like, oh shit, nigga, that shit look close, bro. Stepped on that gas.
Yeah, man, prayers to everybody that's affected by impacted.
Infected.
That's Sorry. Impacted by in some way or some manner. It's a Rational Ignorance podcast.
Hey, that's some scary shit, though, man.
Yes, that's not funny.
We ignorant sometimes. We apologize in advance.
That's really scary, and I hope they find those people.
Facts.
All right, moving on to all things Diddy.
You want to go to Diddy?
Take that.
I skipped the Nickelodeon doc.
Yep.
I feel like that goes into Diddy. Diddy was on fucking All That one episode, too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Now, put this in. What did he say? He told him to put something in his little.
Oh, put the helicopter?
Yeah.
Put this in his pants.
So y'all want to start with the Nickelodeon doc then?
Nah, that, we could talk
go
about.
Go to Diddy, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Diddy. Did he do it? Did he not? No, Diddy. Man, yeah, Diddy's houses got raided in in Beverly Hills, Miami, New York, or some shit like that.
New York.
Man, his
Sorry. Yeah. What? His sons, Justin Combs, was handcuffed. Christian and Justin.
No, I don't got it plugged in.
Oh. Mm. Well, yeah, so his kids was, they raided his house, his some of his kids was in there, and, yeah, they searched everything.
Went through the shit, say Diddy was on a flight.
They find anything?
So, according to reports, the raid were a result of sex trafficking allegations. It's unclear where Diddy was during the raids.
Yeah, it was raided by Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm. And from my research, though, I do hear Homeland Security tend to, when it comes to human trafficking.
Yeah, that's what that makes sense.
Yeah, because, I mean, they could go across border lines, and it doesn't just have to be things happen in America type.
Yeah, because it was Homeland Security Investigations New York that executed law enforcement actions as a part of an ongoing investigation. So they got with Homeland Security Investigation of Los Angeles and Miami.
Which is insane, bro. Like, you gotta think how long Diddy's been in the game for him to be involved in some shit like this, some sex trafficking allegations. It's insane.
Yeah, but I feel like once he settled that Cassie case.
But in that case, too, were there sex trafficking allegations with her, right?
Nah, Cassie wasn't. It wasn't sex trafficking. I feel
like that was when they were
kind of open the door to everything else, though, I feel like.
But I feel like that was kind of in that, no? When he was making her do things with other guys, is that considered sex trafficking?
I think it has something to do with, because, and we should probably look up the real definition of that, because usually trafficking has something to do with crossing state lines, don't it?
Not necessarily. Because sex trafficking is literally somebody just hoeing.
The action or practice of illegally transporting people from one country or area to another for the purpose of sexual exploitation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I always figure like it gotta be,
well,
not even state lines, but like
that's human trafficking.
So okay, right, so right, it right. Says it's recruitment, harboring, transportation, provision, obtaining, patronizing, or soliciting of a person for the purpose of a commercial sex act in which a commercial sex act is induced by forced fraud or coercion.
Yeah, I will say Cassie's case checks the boxes.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah,
like making somebody, because how he was making her have sex with other people.
Yeah.
Shit like that, you know? Oh, that falls under that. So I feel like once he settled that case, then...
Once he settled that case, and that's settled, do you think other people came out with their own? Because I know there were some people in her that was around her at the time that also came out, like, validating her stories, basically.
Right.
So do you think that had anything to do with... Because if Homeland Security comes to your house, they got to have probable cause. Right, would they come after something? Things already settled, or is it because of something else?
Nah, it got to be something.
Yeah, I doubt they come in. Because, I mean, it seemed like people was saying the FBI at first. Mm-hmm. So Homeland Security, I'm assuming they probably operate like the FBI. They're not coming unless they got.
Yeah.
It's like they really got something.
And, I mean, who knows? It might be this new shit that whatever that, you know, that case that came, that new thing that came out the other day that had, like, Meek and all them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That might have had something to do with that.
Stupid, bro. They said that. Said the Homeland Security found the...
I see that.
Found the audio.
What audio?
Of Diddy and Meek Mill, bro.
It was the video when he was in the pool?
No. It was a made-up video.
Oh, okay.
Like a video of them having an interview.
Bro, they be wildin', bro.
I mean, I ain't hear it, so I don't know for sure.
They say,
but I'm just assuming.
They was like, this might have been the easiest raid ever. They say Diddy already had motherfuckers handcuffed.
So yeah, they said it was connected to a sex trafficking investigation by federal authorities in New York.
Man, that's insane, bro. I mean, I don't know. What can you say? I don't think it's really much to say. Like.
So, yeah, man, how do y'all think? Then, I mean, okay, so Diddy end up selling shares on Revolt.
When? Like, after this or during this? I think
that came out today. That he sold to they didn't name who he sold it to.
So he's just giving up all his shit? Is he giving up? Like, they got me?
No, he sold it, so he got a bag. You know what I mean? I think it's just a way, I don't know, because they didn't name who he sold it to. You never know. He might have been somebody within still, to where he could still, you know. But I think he's just trying to make it where they don't attack the companies, probably.
Right, because did DeLeon drop him?
Yeah. He left them too, yeah.
That, something's going on, because that's crazy.
But because they did that, I think. I mean, he tried to sue them first. That's how that started.
He tried to sue DeLeon. Wasn't he like the founder of DeLeon? Or
I think he was just like the face.
His saying is like DeLeon, black man tequila or some shit like that.
Yeah, you know how they. That's how they be using motherfuckers. Oh. Wow. But yeah, he tried to sue him for some racism thing, but I think they end up settling and they ended that. So now, yeah, with this shit, I don't know, man, but shit just not looking good for him. You know what I mean? Even, like, I know some of the things his baby mom said before, like, all this shit actually happened. That's coming up again. Oh, that Asian girl? Nah. Justin's mom.
The one that passed?
Kim Porter?
No. Justin.
Oh, okay. I forget he has a different mom.
Yeah. She's like a.
What was she saying?
Nah, she was like, he was very, like, cryptic, kind of, like. Basically saying, because Justin had got a DUI, and she just went on a rant on IG like, "Yo,
oh, I remember. Yeah, I don't remember what she said, but I remember her going on a rant.
You sent a bad example for these kids. She's like, bad boy this, bad boy that. Then she just started saying like, fuck UCLA, I heard that, fuck that, all this.
Is that his son though?
I mean, shit, I think so.
Yeah, there was rumors saying it wasn't.
Yeah, I thought it was like he just raised him or something.
I mean, this raid don't look too crazy.
He don't, but I mean, it's a bro.
There have been several sexual assault lawsuits filed against Combs in recent months.
They didn't tear his shit up.
It looked like it on the video. But plus, I mean, they know it's Diddy, bro, so they got to be a little bit, you know. The whole news was out there. Like,
oh, so there have been other lawsuits filed after the Cassie thing. Oh, so, yeah.
It got to be because.
Yeah. I didn't know this, but a music producer filed a lawsuit alleging that Combs coerced him to solicit prostitutes and pressured him to have sex with them. Combs' attorney said that of those allegations, we have overwhelming, indisputable proof that his claims are complete lies. That's what Diddy's attorney says.
But for Homeland Security, like, for them to get a warrant to come kick your doors in.
They got something.
Yeah, like, you know, they not just coming around on somebody said some shit. And what they say, they got four witnesses. One woman and, like, four men or something, or the other way around.
Oh, yeah, the girl that said that he raped her 2 decades ago when she was 17. Mm. That one.
Yeah, but I think now the witness is for something recent. I mean, them gotta be. I figured they'd be like current witness. Because again, if they gonna come, like if Homeland Security gonna pull up, it gotta be something new. It can't be something from like 20 years ago type shit.
Unless he got the footage.
Well, that'd be like.
So sex trafficking. So about that. Obviously, what did you say earlier? When it's like kids, it's not a good thing. Like, I don't know. Like, when they say sex trafficking, like, are they saying like he's pimping bitches or like underage girls or boys?
I definitely don't think it's some pimping shit. I think it's more the worst. I think, I don't know. I don't think it's
like, does he have a group of girls that he's just selling? Like,
nah, see, he got too much. Diddy too up for that,
right?
You know, I think he's a control.
But
thing,
I feel like though. It's easier for them to be that up and just do it behind closed doors.
Yeah, but you figure like how much they gonna pay? You know, how much money did he make? Like, you not paying him enough.
Even well, you if just got a different clientele. Like, I mean, you just move from.
I know, but you up billions, bro. Even if they paying $100,000, $1 million for some ass,
people
dog.
Pay for escorts.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I just don't think, like, I feel like it's a control thing.
I mean, this is definitely a big business. Like, I'm pretty sure we've all seen the movie Taken. Mm-hmm. I think it's not it's the first Taken. One. I think it's Taken 2, probably, right? Or is it the first one when they...
Yeah, I don't know, I but think what's it was the first
what's
one.
What's the dad that played in Taken, the main character?
Liam Neeson.
Man, he got another movie that's like that.
Yeah, that nigga
bro.
Always... Yeah, bro. He got another one coming out.
Yeah, bro. With like,
that's the same. Like, nigga,
his daughter
different...
keeps getting taken? The same one?
Now he got two kids. I don't know if he babysitting them. I don't even know if it's the same connection.
Hey, that nigga irresponsible, whatever. Hey, bro.
How?
Bro, he in the car with the kids. He got a ninja behind him playing the same role. Give me your phone, kids. Give me your phone. Like.
And not taking fire, though.
It is.
Yeah,
it is,
but was fire.
You can't act in the same movie.
But they
should have
left it at that, though. They shouldn't have did Taken 2, 3, 4, and 5. Seven. How many times
he
you going to be taken?
Taken 2 was...
Nah,
cause it
thought,
wasn't
thought,
like the same person being taken, though.
And it, that's what... The daughter did go...
That's
remember,
even
she
worse.
Went off to college.
Either way, bro. You know.
She only got taken once.
It's like, bitch,
the
you
wife got
taken again?
His ex-wife got taken.
Oh, okay. I forgot. I haven't seen him
in so long. Have her,
who going to get taken now? Nigga, you got new kids? They about to get taken.
I don't remember who got taken in the third one.
I don't even think I watched the third one.
I don't.
Bro.
I
mean, it's not getting watched.
It's like, okay, I get it.
Somebody get took, you saw you save him, bruh.
Yeah, like,
but yeah,
like we know you're gonna find him, nigga.
But yeah, that human trafficking shit is a big thing. Like it's a concern anywhere you go. If you travel to another country or something, it's something you gotta be aware of.
Definitely. Especially as a woman. I definitely am aware of that when I go places that I'm not familiar with.
And they do say SAC is like a hotspot too.
Yeah. SAC was actually the biggest sex trafficking.
See, Diddy did
at once upon a time.
But when they say that, are we talking about sex trafficking? Like people
he was
actually,
in sec.
Like people actually harboring all these women? Because when I think of it, I just think of we got a lot of pimps out
here.
That's
what
a lot of bitches that like to sell pussy.
That's what it was. Nah, man. That's what it was.
I remember it was a lot of shit too to do with a lot of daycares though. It was some weird shit going on like in sec. I know that's to do with like not daycares but foster homes.
Okay. Yeah. See, now that's a different level. Now that's just like, that's crazy.
But it was mostly just a lot of hoes and pimps.
Yeah, I'm sure that's majority of it.
That's what it really was. It was like, because you got to think, bro, a couple years ago, we all know.
It's
been numerous.
The pimp culture. Like, that's what Cali is.
That shit ain't going nowhere. It's a Northern, and it's mostly like a Northern California.
But for like 5 to 10 years ago, that shit was hella prevalent. Like, everywhere, like, every other person you talk to.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. OnlyFans changed the game a little bit for some people.
So that shit right online, huh? They ain't even gotta leave the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he took any kind of text to pimp out the equation.
It's other resources too.
He said to take the pimp out of the equation.
He did, bro.
You know, them niggas don't know how to work the laptop.
Like, although, like, some of them, like, Andrew Tate, he seemed like he was still doing that shit.
Andrew Tate?
Yeah, that's them charges he be on. Cause he was like an OnlyFans, like not an OnlyFans, but he was an online pimp kinda.
An online pimp.
It still be bitches walking on watch.
I just
bro.
Feel like if a bitch want to sell some pussy, let her sell some pussy.
Nah, but you know the
don't
game.
Don't be walking down watch though. That's insane. Get a phone. You ain't got no phone.
That shit is crazy.
Sometimes you gotta walk the strip. Maybe you know.
Watt, Stockton.
Yeah, like
Edison.
Damn, Edison.
They tucked.
Yeah,
they tucked on Edison.
Bro, get online. What you doing? I set you up.
The boots, but they be bootsy though.
They
be bootsy.
They do.
Though.
Them bitches on Walt be disgusting.
They probably be mostly from North Highlands and Rio Linda.
Hey man, don't knock they hustle.
Don't buy no North Highlands coochie.
Damn. Nah, I hear you. That's crazy. It's rough out there, bruh.
It's rough out there?
North Highlands, bruh. Hey, no, if you from out there, shout out to you, though. But yeah, nah, that... This culture, man.
This nigga giving shout outs to the bad coochie area.
Nah. Shout out
to you all.
Not for me, it's just they be boozy, though.
They do. Basura.
Nah, listen, if you walking...
If that's what you do, though, get your money, girl.
Nah.
Yeah, get online, please.
I always thought, like, bruh, in the time frame they be out there,
They could have got a cool little gig.
Bruh. But they don't let like get a real job. I just but they that little check don't be enough for them.
Nah, that shit gotta be But
I feel like some of them they be looking like
Hey, what y'all think the rate is?
That's what I'm saying, dog. Like, come
on. What do you mean?
Like, what y'all think?
The ones that's the hoes that's walking on Watt and Stockton and shit.
Then it's the broke ones.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
They're
that's
literally selling coochie to pay for their fucking phone bill in a Henny bottle. 50. Like.
Oh, my goodness.
50 for the blowjob.
And that's what we're saying.
Hey, let's stay on subject, fellas.
Okay. But that's what I'm saying.
Where we at with it?
Hey.
Where we at with
that's what I'm saying. They could just get a job, dude.
Hey, we got to come back with a bang.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But they do need to get a job. You know if you fucking selling pussy for a bottle of Henny and a phone bill, bitch, you need to go get a job. Go to myperfectresume.com. It's $250 to create a resume, girl, because that coochie is not. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
They don't want to work no
you
job,
cannot be
though.
Struggling selling coochie. If you're selling coochie, you need to be up.
Lavish.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Nah, but that ain't the good.
Then you got to get a job.
You say it ain't.
You out here risking your life for fucking $50 in
it's
a Henny bottle?
It's the bootsy bitches.
Why she keep throwing in the Henny
unattractive.
Bottle?
I just can't.
Nah, for real. Nah, they be in a heist, bro. They run up to your car and be like, yo, for the 20. Like, hold on.
He said, duh.
Not too much in the heights, okay?
Definitely not too much in the heights, but.
Nah, man, if we're going to shout out any of them out, shout out the ones that be getting 100 for the footies, for the foot jobs and shit
like
that.
I feel
like
the good
shout
ones,
out to them.
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
Shout out to them. They
oh, y'all seen Carucci?
What she do?
She selling the feet.
Oh, yeah.
Too pricey, though.
The feet didn't look too right. Too great, yeah, though, anyway.
I think she got them type of toes where the middle one is the longer one. I don't like them toes.
Nah, yeah, I just seen the price and I was like, all right, come on now. Stop playing.
What's she selling them for?
25.
What's that? That ain't too crazy.
Ain't too bad.
What's some feet, bruh?
Some bruh, people
women,
really, that's a fetish.
Oh, I know.
These
I know.
Women be selling lingerie picks for, they be selling that shit for 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How
hey,
do we
brother,
get to
they
boats
probably,
and hoes?
They probably on your Instagram. Like, what?
Right. We literally talked about boats and hoes today.
Hey, man.
Yeah, we did.
That bridge shit is crazy. Because, like, what? That's going to affect how busy is that bridge?
Nah, but that's why I don't think he was that, bro, I don't think he was that crazy. I don't think that bridge is, like, one of them. It might be, though. It might be.
I feel like that was God.
It's connecting
God
two
was
parts.
Like, let's clear this bridge before, that's crazy.
Because, for example, how many times y'all drove on the one in West Sac?
Oh, yeah, rarely.
You know what I'm
saying? Which one on what side?
The one that opened.
The gold one.
Yeah. Like
that shit opens?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, bruh. Like, you see, if that shit went down, but I don't know. This bridge seemed a little longer, though.
Very long.
Yeah. But nah, yeah, that shit'll fuck up. That'll fuck up the city a little bit.
But shit, man. I don't know what the fuck going on with Diddy. We're going to see.
I almost say friend, but nah. We don't know what's going on. Where Carisha
in jail?
Nah, no, I know. They say he
I
not.
Know. The fucking memes are hilarious.
I know.
Said,
that's
where Carisha at? She said, right here. What's up?
Nah, because she was like, I'm about to go live. Then deleted that shit right when, because then all this shit happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder if she, like, kind of separated herself from him.
Nah, because I seen, there was damn near saying she was the one using the jet.
Mm.
But shit, I mean, I feel like people gotta chill off. Everybody who was like, who recently was around Diddy might not be involved in. I don't know, bro. Nigga was on some. He was on some different type of time.
Hey man, time gonna reveal, I guess, right?
Facts.
Time gonna reveal.
Facts, man.
So just like time revealed with this Nickelodeon situation, time revealed all.
Hey, yo, yeah.
A lot of people are saying like all these NDAs are expiring. That's the reason why people are starting to come out. And I love that for them, if that is true.
Yeah, but I figure like a crime, an NDA don't protect the crime though, right? Like the NDA, if a crime happened, you can't.
I mean, probably, but you got to have some type of like proof. Like you can't just have allegations and I don't know.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, so the Nickelodeon doc. So who, did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing.
You just seen the first episode? Yeah. I pretty much just seen the first episode. I actually fell asleep towards the end, I think. So, okay, so for the first episode, it seemed to be kind of like an introduction to everything that was happening. But then they didn't really get into the nitty gritty yet.
Yeah.
Like, from what I seen, it was kind of like a lot of, I ain't gonna lie, it was a lot of like BS stuff.
What's his name? Dan Snyder and Brian Peck.
He was a perv though.
But like a lot of the things that was like, oh, this was like a cum shot. It's like, that's how y'all looking at that?
Yeah, that was a little reach.
I'm like the slime stuff,
but a lot of things that Dan Snyder had, like, I was very disappointed that Ariana Grande wasn't a part of the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that video of her doing with the potato.
Yeah.
It was like crazy.
The water, the feet, her sucking on her toes. It was kind of like a fetish thing.
I don't think anyone that's currently popular right now is going to come out and say anything.
But if something was going on inappropriate, like when everybody came out with the Me Too and like big stars were coming out, I kind of was just disappointed because she was like a big face
Brand.
On Nickelodeon.
Brand.
Right. What is Amanda saying?
She wasn't a part of it either, but she's been saying things about Dan Snyder.
Hold on, what you mean she wasn't a part? She didn't
Amanda
do the doc.
And Amanda Bynes?
Yeah.
Amanda Bynes and Ariana Grande was not a part of the documentary, but they were in the documentary a lot.
They were,
and I feel like
Amanda.
They were the main ones, like, in the shit. And, I mean, look at Amanda Bynes now. She's not really well, and it's really, really sad to see because obviously something transpired for her to be how she is, you know.
Okay, but I mean, that was to
Amanda
me that was
th- too.
To I me, love that Amanda Bynes. Bynes. Yeah.
To me, that was reaching with some of the stuff. Like, I seen there was a clip of it was like some skit they were doing in the hot tub or some shit like that, and like, I don't know, dude. To me, it wasn't.
The hot tub scene wasn't that bad. I think there was a few things I felt like they were reaching on.
Like, they had a kid with the
nuts.
Superhero cup.
Yeah,
like,
nah, that was
it. Y'all been reaching.
Like, yeah, because kids these days, they watch the dumbest shit on YouTube, and they'll sit there and laugh. Like, it just be so dumb. So it's like, I feel like YouTube for kids now is what all that was for us.
What they say, bro, was wearing a dick and some balls.
Yeah, it's like, bro, that's not a dick and balls.
I didn't see that either when I seen that. I was like, bro, okay.
But that's what I noticed a lot in the first episode. I didn't get to the nitty gritty like you did. So obviously, I'm sure it probably got worse.
Yeah.
But just from the first episode, like it seemed like a lot of reaches where people kind of looking back on it, like, oh, that because
looking back. It is kind of like, damn, but, I mean, we're so innocent.
Yeah,
we don't look at it that way, but these are adults making these skits and...
But these kids...
What are their intentions behind it?
But for these kids to be like, oh, I felt uncomfortable. Like, you don't even know what the fuck going on. How you feel uncomfortable?
Oh, yeah, that's
like, I have a hard time believing some of that. Like, it was the black dude.
He left. The one in the... that was the fetus.
The dick suit.
The one that had the outfit on.
Yeah, he was like the fetus. The nude outfit you're talking about?
No, he's the one that had they kept putting him out there in a superhero outfit. They put the big nose on him and shit.
Is that the one where the dog was licking peanut butter off of him?
I don't know.
I thought the one that he had like.
Yeah, the supposed what they said to look like dick. And
I
balls
guess his nose was like the dick, then he had like balls on
him.
He had, it was literally like a shape on his. Photos like, come on, bro. But yeah, like I felt like some of the shit he was saying, like, oh, you know, it felt uncomfortable. Not to say he can't feel uncomfortable, obviously, but I'm saying as a kid, like you're saying, we're innocent. We're not familiar with that. We don't even know what this means. Like, if you're a kid and you're thinking like the slime or somebody popping slime at you is like a cum shot. It's like,
yeah,
what?
I think that was a reach because, again, kids love slime. They fucking love slime.
Yeah, that's known for Nickelodeon.
But when
all
you
the
go
green slime.
Into the documentary more, you're like, these people that are behind all of it, that's writing these skits for the kids, and they're actually perverts.
They're weirdos.
They're actually perverts. And that's where it gets kind of like, how are these grown pervert men able to? I think they created a very toxic work environment. Especially when it came to like women, he just was pretty fucked up, Dan Snyder, to the women on set, and I think he just was like very toxic to work with. And then Brian Peck was just a pedophile, for sure. I think somebody came out and said that when they all got computers, one of the girls had like child porn on her computer, and Brian Peck had emailed one of the moms came on there and spoke and said that he emailed her daughter like of him jacking off. And instead of going to the police, she kind of just took her daughter off the set and never came back, but didn't tell nobody. And I'm like,
you kind of fell on the rest of the kids.
Yeah.
We do that.
You was gonna say something? Yeah, I was just gonna say, just looking at it, just being like, I think we gotta create like, for the now, like create an environment for your kids to be more comfortable in speaking to you.
About as far stuff as, like yeah,
because I remember vividly, like, my parents and my mom, like, when I go somewhere, me and my siblings go somewhere, and they'd be like, hey, did anyone touch you like this? Do anything like this? They'd check up on me after, and just that reassurance of, like, oh, okay, you okay. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we need to get back to that type of parenting. Like,
I agree.
You know what I mean?
That's true. With them, it's a little tricky because they ain't like Hollywood, so.
Yeah. So even more, you're supposed like to be a little bit more different. Strict.
So, yes, I agree. Speaking at my mom, she was sexually assaulted as a child. So she always had those conversations with us, making sure, you know, no one's supposed to touch you here. If somebody yeah. touches you here, you let mommy know, like, that's not okay. This is your private area. Nobody else is supposed to touch you.
Right.
But a lot of these parents, you know, these kids were working like 8-hour days, 12-hour days.
Right.
So it's yeah. like, I don't know. A lot of shit was swept under the rug, and that's what we were talking about earlier about these parents just leaving their kids with all these adults.
But that's to this day what they do on set when they're working with children. They don't want the parents on set at all.
Oh,
they're like,
real?
Okay, yeah, we don't want y'all in the same room.
I don't know if I could do that.
That's a little wild.
And that's yeah, they do that to this day.
Well, like, I think there's like a green room that they get to stay in or something.
I'm not too sure about a green room.
Because I know the dad, Drake's dad, was saying that most of the parents stayed in the green room, but he said he've always felt like his intuition was off when it came to Brian Peck because he was just a little too touchy with his son and he wasn't comfortable with that.
Right.
So that's why Brian Peck started like making his relationship with his dad kind of strain.
And I feel like, yeah, I heard about that. And I feel like men in general, we peep shit as a parent. Like when you see like other people around your kids, I feel like men be on it like, nah, that nigga's weird. It's some weird shit going on. So
yeah, and that's what the dad was on. He said, like, you know, I didn't go to the green room. He said he stayed on set the whole time. Right. And it got to the point to where Brian Peck told him that he couldn't be on set no more. And then the dad and the son started arguing because he's like, well, you know, this is where I'm working. Da-da-da. And then so they fired him as a manager. Mm-hmm. And the mom was a little bit more lenient. And then that's when she started letting him go to Brian's house and stuff like that. I have a son, and I just can't imagine leaving him or letting him stay the night at a grown person's house that, one, doesn't have kids, and two, I don't really know you like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just unfortunate that just adults in general take advantage of kids.
Yeah.
Like,
that's damn, bro. Shit, man.
It's like, damn, like, why the fuck? I don't even get what type of person you could be to make you want to do that shit.
Like, but it's crazy, like, saying, like, when you see some of these people, like, not that you want to make a judgment on somebody based on how they just look.
Yeah.
But, like,
motherfuckers be looking and acting weird.
Yeah, nigga
get the
be
fuck
looking
out of here
like
with that shit,
like,
bro.
Yeah, it's like, bro, you look like you would do some shit, man.
And
yeah.
The fact that they had, so when this came out, because he, fast forward, Drake's, am I saying, that's his name, right? Yeah.
Drake Bell's
girlfriend's mom is the one that kind of peeped the why is he calling you so much type, you know. She's the one that took him to go see a therapist. That's when everything came out. So this lawsuit was sealed, and it just recently came out, and that's why he did the documentary, because everybody knew, like, Drake Bell got fired from Nickelodeon because of this stuff. They did a trial, but the fact that people were in court writing letters, like, a lot of big-name actresses and actors were, like, on his side, and it just sucks because, like, it's hard enough, like, as a woman to say, you know, this person was sexually assaulting me. Because sometimes it's believable, sometimes it's not. But I can imagine, like, it's even harder for a man to come out and say, I was sexually assaulted by, you know, a man. Like, that shit's not easy.
Yeah, nah, because I remember even when Terry Crews said that shit, niggas was like, nigga, what?
Yeah.
Why you ain't beat that nigga ass? Like, what you mean? But I ain't going to lie.
That's
should've...
a little different.
He
was a grown. Yeah, at that time, he was.
And bro grabbed this shit in front of his wife.
Like, man, bro, you a grown-ass man. Like, you talk, like, in terms of kids.
Right, it's different.
Yeah. It's like an advantageous situation for the adults because they're bosses.
Right.
Okay.
Nah, but this person was a. He was like a. I think he could have fired Terry Crews.
So and then you look. Then you look at it that way. Though. So you look at it that way, and it's like, okay, you put yourself in these environments to succeed, right? And you want to work with these people. Now, if Terry Crews would have fired on Buddy, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling what that person could have told. Like, hey,
there's that part too.
Yeah, and you know that
now,
shit ain't gonna look
hard to work with. And now
and that shit, especially him, because they say bro was like. Little or something.
Yeah.
And people gonna believe that shit just cause the image, you know? Yeah. But still though, I'm just saying.
A witness right it's there tough. Though, right?
Ain't nobody, bro, your witness as your wife, bro, of course you gonna have your back. Like, that's what you think.
And she might have not seen it though.
You said she was right there. That's the only reason I said that.
Right. Well, he said he was in front of his wife, but you know, nigga might have snuck there.
Snuck a little tug in. Bro, you can't be laughing at shit like that, Kerry.
You're right. My bad, bro.
I'm going to laugh with you.
It, I mean, this Nickelodeon shit is crazy. I got to watch the rest of the episodes. If it gets worse than that, what it...
It's really sad. And it just sucks because this is like a kid-friendly show. It's supposed to be a kid-friendly network. And it just makes me think of, like, Hollywood is really, I feel like, ran by a lot of pedophiles.
Man, it's a lot of bad shit going on in Hollywood.
I feel like
man.
All our heroes, all the things that we looked up to in a certain way, it's like some weird shit
it's
going on.
It's tainted behind.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But that it's crazy because it's like people made dope art, though. So it's like, damn, why did that have to come with, you know what I'm saying?
But it's crazy. I'm waiting for the Disney one because after Peck got fired, he was hired to go on Disney and he... I don't know if he wrote or produced. I could be wrong, but he did something with the Zach and Cody.
Oh my!
And that was big on Disney.
Facts, sweet man. Life of Zach and Cody, my boys, man.
Yeah. Damn, Disney. That's the thing.
And it's like, what are they doing to protect
Disney?
These
don't
kids?
Like and Disney don't like none bad about them out. So we gonna see how that shit gonna.
Has Kenan and Kel said anything?
No, Kenan and Kel hasn't said anything. Ariana Grande, Amanda Bynes. I don't think Amanda Bynes is mentally like well enough to speak on it. I
mean, somebody's mom came out and
Kyle,
from Massey.
She's in support.
Yeah, and then he has an older brother that acts too, and he was on Nickelodeon. Yeah, so they're around the same age, but...
Yeah, she was defending the murder.
Yeah, yeah, she defended the guy, right?
Well, she necessarily didn't defend him. She was just like...
He was good.
Blame the parents.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I feel like the parents do have a part to play. Like, if a grown man is sending a 13, 14-year-old daughter videos, like, why would you not say anything?
Yeah, that part, that's on the parent, bro.
But you could tell she felt guilty, though, because, I mean... You still want your daughter to work and famous, but it's like.
But that's the thing. That's what people sacrifice. They'd be like, you'll be okay. They're not really doing anything to you.
I don't know. Like,
you,
my mom would have shut that shit down. She wouldn't give a fuck if fucking Beyonce was running Nickelodeon. Like, don't. Like, that shit's weird.
Yeah, that's what you. That's how you want people to respond, but man, that money.
Yeah, and that's sad. That's sad.
Because a lot of them looking at their kids like, this our ticket to.
Right.
Get up out, whatever situation we're in.
But you could tell, like, now that mom regrets that.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I mean we're going to see what the fallout is from this.
Let's go to Cabo.
I got a quick question for y'all.
Okay.
Fellas, when y'all go swimming, do y'all wear boxes under y'all swim trunks?
I used to.
So you let the little net? Y'all be wearing the little net undies under?
Hell yeah.
I do sometimes.
I used to, man.
I normally do, but when I was on vacation, I'm like, damn, I ain't packed that many damn drawers.
Nigga under packed the undies, bro. You gotta always bring the extra.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's one thing. When I go, I don't care if I'm 3 days, I got 17 pairs of underwear.
Because
you never know.
Right,
them like, situations. Yeah,
I'm about to start free balling on only at the swimming
with
pool,
some jeans.
Hell nah. Nah, I'd have been crazy because it was all little short outfits.
Oh nah, yeah, that's
It'd have been crazy. But yeah, Cabo, man. $135 for a trip to Cabo. All inclusive though.
36.
It was 135.
It was like 135 and some change.
The wrong number on there.
I rounded it up.
Round that motherfucker up, bro.
Rounding it up to 136 is crazy.
So this girl went on a trip with her friends.
We know one of the girls.
Allegedly.
So this is what.
Name drop, Carrie.
Kalea is one of the girls. She's the one who told the story.
Kalea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kalea and had a lot of jewelry on her.
Yeah, she was cute. So Kalea went on a trip. She first was at a birthday dinner, right?
Yeah.
They ended up at a birthday dinner first to go on this trip to Cabo. Now, these weren't her group of friends is what I got from the story. These weren't like her original group of friends. She was friends with the girl. Mm-hmm. And there was another girl. So anyways, the bill came out. You know, when the bill comes. When y'all be going on birthday dinners and, you know, stuff like that. With me and my friend group, we went through that whole, like, breaking down the meal. And I only got this, this, and this. And that shit's a headache. It is embarrassing.
You definitely been through that phase.
We've been through that phase. We definitely have. But now we are at the phase to where it's like, if it's your birthday dinner, everybody's just splitting the bill equally. And some people don't agree with that because it's like, bitch, I only got appetizers. Why should I be paying for so-and-so's drink or food? But I think of it
it's
as
fair,
like,
too, though. I think that's fair,
too. Where do they do that at? Because why can't everybody just get an individual check?
Because a lot of places, they don't, I know, but they don't do that, though. A lot of places
secondly,
don't.
They hitting you with that gratuity, and exactly. Nobody ordered that shit.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, shit, even when we went to fucking Morton's, we was able to split the bill, right?
Nah, but you see, that was a smaller group. Okay, and you're right, because this group wasn't that big. But they bill was like $700, though.
And yeah. Morton's is, that's a, you
when
know,
the fuck y'all upscale. Go to Morton's?
Nah, y'all just ain't pull up, man.
Oh, bro.
Nah, it was only because only. Nah, you knew, though.
Hey, tell the story.
It was only a limited number of people we could have.
Limited number.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that's the only reason.
So y'all didn't invite Eli?
That's all good. I'll be at the house eating.
He didn't get invited, but I don't know.
I like eating.
So I think of it as I do see where that person's coming from. Like, I shouldn't have to pay for this if I only ordered a salad and some water. But for me, it's like, for all friends, we've been friends for, you know, some years. This is my birthday present to you. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, split the bill equally. It saves a headache. That should be embarrassing. Motherfuckers be putting the flashlight on. I ordered this, this, and that. Like, don't even want to deal with that.
Yeah.
So, do y'all do the same thing? Like, just split it equally?
I've never been to a restaurant where you can't just get individual.
So, last time I was out on a birthday, it was, like, the bill was kind of high, but only, like, three people split the.
He could go handle his bill at the check.
Only, like, three people, you know, paid, but we covered the whole check.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, they do, every time I go somewhere, they're like, sorry, we can't split the bill.
Yeah, where y'all eating at? Where they don't
split the bill. I literally just went to Zocalo with coworkers, and they're like, sorry, we only could split the bill in two. And it was, like,
I have
five
heard
of us.
That before. But I've typically only been out with, like, family members. It's like, I'll just pay the whole shit. Y'all can.
Big for baller.
Me, nah, because for me, like, hey, look, I got credit cards. I get points now, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If we guys just, I'll pay the shit. Just y'all could cash at me if that's the case. For y'all portion.
Right. But now you up.
And look.
Yeah.
Stealing from
your friend. It looked like that's what they did.
Right. So their bill came out to $700. The girl saying, like, you know, everybody, she's just going to put on her card. Everybody just cash at her. The bill was $700. Everybody's bill was like, what, $150 or some shit like that? It was like one. I'm going to just round it up to $150 everybody had to pay. So another girl screenshots her bank account. She only got $135. So she secretly screenshots the bank account screenshot to Kalea. Kalea ends up just paying the bill. So she shorted $46.
Yeah, $46. Something.
The old girl, we're going to call her what? Her Nutella. Nutella. You owe Kalea $46, and she wants her money back. But so they end up going on the trip. She's trying to figure out, like, next day they go to Cabo. Oh, girl still haven't paid her $46. She's trying to figure out how she's even
surviving
on, like, this trip, because you literally only had $135 in your Chase bank account.
And, okay, this girl kind of cleared that up. She's like, yeah, she had that in a bank account, but she
but
had
she's
a credit.
Saying, oh, she had a credit
she
card?
She had a credit card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, this shit just changed my whole perspective about this. I'm like, shit, if you tripping off $45, but you got money to go to Cabo, why you even tripping off the $45?
But still, it don't matter.
Group of,
like,
friends,
yeah,
bro.
That's not,
I don't rock with you. But nah, I rock with her.
But
you got
still,
money to,
like,
go to Cabo.
But it's not,
like,
if I don't give a fuck if it was $20. You still owe me the $20.
Yeah.
Like, if people be, if I'm fronting you, don't feel obligated to my $46. Like, I should not have to ask for my money back. If I'm fronting you on something, give me my money back. I don't give a fuck if it's five, ten. I mean, I'm not going to chip over $5. But $46, like, that's two meals.
In fairness, I think it was, I don't think it was necessarily, because it was more than that. That's why the story came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was just
I don't think, yeah. I don't think it's, she's not really necessarily tripping off the $46 or whatever. She's tripping. She made her. It made a bigger deal because of what happened on the
trip. And I mean, right. Look.
But that added on to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she never was pressing her about the $46.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Plus, also, this girl, she just did, from the jump, when she, because she was like, I know when people have bad vibes.
Right.
So you could tell, like, out the gate, she already not feeling this person. So now you owe me. And you owe me.
Right,
like,
I already really don't know you like that, for real. Yeah, yeah, and I feel like she could have, she's real still because, like, if she was a weirdo or a fake ass, not even fake, if she was a fucking weirdo, she would have been like, she didn't even out the girl at the dinner. She just paid the tab, never said shit about the $46. She didn't say, oh, someone, you still owe me. Like, know, you know, some bitches be weird like that.
As far, I ain't going to give her too much credit on that because what she ended up doing was worse.
I mean, because shit started adding up. So they go to the trip. Mind you, these are not her group of friends. It's right. Her friend's friends. So she asked her friend, is it okay if I bring my man? Everybody had a lot to say about this. And I don't think she was wrong. If you respectfully asked your friend, can I bring my man to a trip that I don't really hang out with you bitches like that anyways, I don't think there's nothing wrong with her bringing her man.
She said it wasn't her dude.
It was her man that wasn't her man. Yeah, but it was her man on the trip.
No, I think that's slammed all them on the trip. Then what?
Then that's just let her. Hey, like, I think
up to the game.
I think that's why it was a little dicey. Like, it's a man that's not her man.
That was her man. Her on and off man. We just gonna say it was her man because on the trip that was her man.
Yeah,
don't play taking
on
a trip.
We talked about this. If you're taking him on a trip,
that's your man.
Yeah, it's like, come on, bro.
Can't be claiming me on trips.
No, you ain't coming with me, and I'm trying to put you on one of my friends.
But you're
coming here for me.
You're not taking just some random dude on a trip.
Yeah, but she mentioned like that was they were on and off type shit, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's
so a lot of people on Twitter and TikTok have an issue saying, you know, my man is not coming on girls trips. I mean, there's vacations, there's trips with friends, and then there's girls trips.
Then your boyfriend birthday trips.
Yeah,
too,
birthday trips.
Which that's what this
was. This
was
a birthday trip.
Yeah.
Boyfriends are not allowed to go on girls' trip. I get that, but if she respectfully asked the girl prior and the girl was okay with it, I don't think there was nothing wrong with that.
No, but she would be whack. If it's a girls' trip, it is kind of whack. Like
then the friend should have been like, no, actually it's a girls' trip, so no. No,
but you know your friend don't wanna your friend gonna be like, cool.
But from what they made it seem it was only according to her, it seemed like it was only like three girls.
Yeah.
And then the one dude.
Right, right.
I mean, I don't think that's crazy. Like, I could see if it was like a bigger girl trip.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And this is a birthday trip because everybody keeps saying a girl's trip. Bro, I feel like that's different.
The one girl's birthday.
Like, if we said we going on a boy's trip, that's going to be on a random, it's going to be just a trip. Like, it ain't going to, I feel like if it's a birthday trip, it's a little different.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, if it's a,
I mean, so we went on a girls' trip. With my group of friends, we went on a girls' trip.
But it was confirmed, like, this is a girls' trip.
This is a girls' trip. One of the girls, she kind of got added on last minute, which is she's related to one of my, we're all just related. Uh-huh. So she.
I'm trying to clean it up now.
Yeah, yeah. She brought her boyfriend, but she didn't know. But listen, okay. But it wasn't, though, like. She didn't know. She was like, damn, I didn't know. Like, it was a girl's thing. I wouldn't have brought him. Da-da-da. And we all just laughed it off or whatever. But because she didn't know, like, it was only a girl's thing. So when we all, but I'm saying, like, it was a girl's thing. We had, you know, our itinerary.
Yeah.
He didn't bother nobody. He let her do her. He wasn't in the mix of nobody's shit. He kind of was just around. Like, we ended up actually getting into it with some racist-ass white men. And he kind of was there to, like, handle it. So it's like, I didn't have a problem with him being there.
What a guy.
Yeah, and that shit, to be honest, it's really not that big of a deal either way.
But they're saying he was being a little too in the mix, like when old girl was drunk and she's telling him, like, help her bring her up to the room, and he's holding old girl's hair in the toilet.
It sounded like he was helping the situation a lot.
They're saying he was just too mixy, like too in it.
Is that too mixy? That's him helping.
I didn't get that.
When old girl comes and she's drunk and she gets naked in front of him, That's her being.
Yeah, that's her fault. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what the fuck is she
I
doing?
I mean, for
like,
me, if me and my if my man and me and I see my friend, I'm going to, please help me get up to the room, and I'm going to take you to the room. But all that extra shit, because I don't even know the old girl. I don't even know Nutella like that. I'm already not really feeling her, so I'm going to just make sure y'all get to the room. But the whole, like, having my man hold your hair while you in the toilet, no, it's not going down like that.
That's her best friend, though.
Yeah, he was her best friend that was, I mean, and she was passed out all the way.
That's her best friend, I'm assuming. He probably knows her best friend.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with it, but I do see how people are like, I just don't think there's nothing wrong with him being on the trip. Everybody's going to come at me for that, but.
Not this trip, I don't think. It's,
yeah, this was not, because he did sound, first of all, he sounded like y'all four deep. Like, damn, if that's the girl's trip and the other girl don't even know the other girl, like, that's kind of, that's a weak trip.
And then someone saying, like, you know, if you are friends with someone and you're okay with your friend spending her last on $136, I mean, we have all been that, well, I've been on trips to where I knew I had to budget. Uh-huh. I'm not going to go on somewhere when it's my last and I still got to come home, pay rent and bills, car note, all that shit. I would never just go somewhere else when it's my last. I've definitely been places where I had to budget and maybe I couldn't do something that other people were doing, but I mean, my friends always got me, so I'm thankful for that. But going on a trip when you literally only have $130 is really wild, and you should get your priorities
that's
together.
Over exaggerated.
She had her credit card though.
Exactly.
But you see, we didn't know that. We didn't know that though. Right.
But that's because all the girl going off of is what she's seen in her bank account.
I know.
Like,
you know,
bro, we talk, like, she might have got paid the next Friday.
And fuck. Keep it in, again, like I said.
The next Wednesday. Where
keep this shit in context.
She did mention that, too. She said, I don't know, maybe, she got paid on Friday.
Because she was saying she was waiting on her money, so she like, maybe you're going to get paid on Friday.
And
so.
It's all inclusive. Everything is paid for. If she don't want to pay for nothing, she don't got to pay for nothing.
So I didn't even know that, though. Yeah. I didn't know it was all inclusive.
I think that's what she said.
But you see, they had other, like, Shorty had booked other shit outside the...
Yeah, when you're doing excursions.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So,
but you could pay for that shit prior or whatever. Yeah. Like,
but, I mean, a lot of people are saying...
She might have money in her Cash App. Who the fuck knows?
Nah, that's true. But why then she'd be
why
wrong for
sending... big deal?
She'd be wrong. Don't send me... Yeah, don't send me your bank account. Because to me, you saying, bro, look, this all I got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's some bullshit. But again, they're like 21, 22. You know what I mean? So, because when she was talking about, she was like, any other girl way older than us. She's
like
24. I'm like, bro. You know what I mean? Like, oh, nah, y'all kind of young going through this shit. But yeah, everybody just saying, yo, if my friend don't got it, we going, bro, I understand that. And yeah,
I also understand too, a friend saying, you know, a lot of people get, oh, you never want to go. Or if my friend says, look, I got a lot of stuff lined up this month and I can't really go out. It's not really, my money's really not, you know, it's kind of tight. That's understandable. I'd rather my friend stay home and take care of what you got to take care of. Like, you're not about to be out in Cabo struggling on your last, come back and now you don't even got gas money to get to work.
Oh, we could work that out on like a, you know, a local trip. Man, I don't know. I'm not going out the country and you know, we risking that. Like, yo, just, you can stay back.
Yeah, just stay.
You know what I mean? Because I'm thinking we going out there trying to really spend, like, you know. Vegas, cool. We could maybe do that. You
Vegas
know what
is
mean?
Expensive. When I get drunk, I think I'm rich. That's the problem.
When people go on trips and somebody don't got the money, like, bro, it'd be uncomfortable, bro.
I mean... I don't know. It don't be uncomfortable. Like, it just be like, okay, well, you just need a budget, right? I don't know.
Nah. I mean, I don't think it's not that it's uncomfortable. It's not that fun.
But, like, when I go on trips,
we
if we want to do an activity, everybody already bought the ticket for it. So it's like, it's not a surprise. Like, when we go on our trips, it's not a surprise if we go out and do stuff. Everybody already bought these, and we already know we are doing this. So
that sounds like a well-planned trip.
We don't just, like, hey, let's all
be like,
go.
Bro, we going?
Right.
Obviously, if we was to go to, like, Pismo Beach, like, I'm pretty sure we're going to try to book the ATVs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a few things you want to make sure, like, we're going to do this, do that. But then you want to be able to, like, freestyle a little bit. You know what I mean?
I feel like us freestyling is like eating out or something.
Yeah, but that might be.
And if you feel like, you know, I don't know, like my money's kind of tight, it's always someone in the group like, it's good, I got you. Just, you know, when you get paid.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean.
Shit, I ain't even going to live by that code. If when you get paid, fuck it. If I got you, I got you. Fuck it.
I mean, because sometimes other people might have it at the time, but it's like, okay, when I get back, I know I'm going to be a little tight, but I still got some extra, so I am going to need that.
And that's why it's bad to do this shit when, it, like, y'all group ain't that big. Because the bigger the group, the easier everybody could kind of chip in. Yeah, and you don't really got to sit there and be like, yo, can I get that 20? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but sometimes it is hard to because I want to say it was like 9 of us. And sometimes some people don't want to do what the other people want to do. So it's like I always learn something new going on big trips like that. We need to separate because you're always going to be waiting on someone, and I don't want to just be sitting there waiting around. Like 3 of us going to go here, 2 of us go, somebody's always with somebody, and then we'll all meet up here.
But like with them, it's 4 people to build like 700. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's,
that was an expensive, you know what I mean? Yeah,
y'all ate a lot.
But if you know you didn't have that money to go out to eat, why would you go out to eat?
Nah, but also it sounded like the best friend was telling the other girl, like, I got you. You know what I mean? But then she's the birthday girl, so the other girl looking at it like, I got you. Mm-hmm. But now you got 2 people. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I just felt.
How these 21-year-olds got so much money to be taking doing shit like
that? Nah, shorty, like I said.
I feel like I had a lot of money when I was 21. I didn't have no kid.
Nah, but also them, they influencers. Like, old girl had like 500,000. I don't know if she just got that many followers, but she had like 500,000 followers on IG. I mean, on TikTok. Mm. So he looked like she, you know, she probably getting bread
down. So what if y'all's on a guy trip? Uh-huh. But one of y'all bring the girl, one girl, like your girlfriend. Would that, no?
I don't think that would happen.
I mean,
I either we care. Not bringing girls or we not, or we is. I mean, shit.
Yeah. Like, but, yeah.
Should it be weird? But
would you ask first, though? Like, hey, I'm going to bring my girl. Is that fine?
I mean, I think, yeah, that's a conversation. Like, yo, is this a. Just a man trip, or
yeah, whatever. You see that conversation. That's what that conversation got to be had.
First
like
conversation,
yeah, you know what I mean. Like
before you even get into anything, right? That's the first conversation.
But then
that's why I don't think it's not a. That's why I respect. She asked.
But then if somebody does it, because I mean one of the homies did mention it, you know, at your birthday thing, because you know how we were talking about planning a trip,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody mentioned it, you know.
But like, yeah, one thing. We always do that too. Like, is this a girl thing or can we bring men?
I hear that part.
I don't know. Y'all niggas was drinking.
Matter of fact, bro, I'm not alcohol. So out
and of you was slapped that day.
Right, exactly, bro.
Was he?
Yeah. He was. Not like that nothing crazy.
Fun, yeah, not crazy. Yeah, not crazy. He was just talking a lot.
You know? I was.
But he was a good, you know what I mean? When I you just say, on.
Yeah, low, like, not too good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because,
you know, even by the
niggas
time.
Niggas get back to you and say you was talking a lot. Like,
yeah, that's fun at the bowling alley.
He was. Because, you know, by the time we left, you was good. So it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
know,
nah, he wasn't bad at all.
That was fun, though.
He was. But, yes.
Got to do that shit more often.
Yeah, somebody mentioned it, though. Because we started talking about, you know, taking a trip.
Yeah.
You know, after that and all that. So it's like, yeah, it's cool if you want, you know, if somebody.
Yeah, I only remember talking about it afterwards when I hit y'all.
I know, but that conversation started there, bro.
Oh, see, I was probably helping a kid bowl or some shit.
Right. But yeah, I won't care.
Bowling was fun, though.
It's just somebody. The question is that person, like that girl. But I get it. Her situation, she don't know. She don't feel comfortable. She just probably didn't feel comfortable being around
them other people.
Yeah. So she like, nah, I'm going to bring somebody in. She probably knew the situation. Like, nah, that girl y'all came with, she don't got bread. I'm going to come with my dude because, you know, she like, we probably could do more.
I
want to
deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, yeah.
I don't think she should have.
Yeah, I think that was a big Yeah. Did a lot of that too.
Because they were drunk at the pool.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It seemed like they wasn't even about to get home.
That was dangerous.
And that girl, because that the birthday. About
human trafficking. That's dangerous.
Yeah. And that girl making TikTok talking about, yeah, it's my birthday. Of course, I'm going to get super fucked up. Like,
well, like, I mean, you don't know where you're at. You
don't
know.
Y'all in a different country.
She didn't even know what room number she was supposed to go to. I know.
It's easily, you could easily be taken advantage of.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, shout out to dude and.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, I don't know why she deleted her socials.
I feel like she should have just stood on what she said and kept her TikToks.
Yeah, everybody. And you see how girl, y'all be seeing that tweet when the girls be like, if you bring a dude in a girl trip, we going to run a train on her. y'all don't be seeing that?
That's wild.
That's the energy they giving old girl. Crazy. They like, why you bring, why they like, why you bring your man? Shit. Because they think he was, the girl had did nothing wrong when she got dressed in front of dude.
No, she was wilding. I would have been like, all right, now, bitch.
I don't give a fuck how drunk you is. It's like, you don't got enough sense to not do that in front of
me. That was just out of pocket.
Yeah, so, yeah, with that situation, yeah. Don't bring no 135 on a trip like that. You know what I mean?
Just
get your priorities together and then go on a trip.
Oh, let it be known.
You know and pay I mean? People back.
Like, let people know the situation.
If you owe somebody some money, pay them back.
That part.
Nah, that's facts.
Come on, yeah.
Oh, if you down bad like that and you need your friend to, like, don't sneakily do it. Let them know so they could. So now they kind of got a budget for more people. Like, yeah, we got you then. You know what I'm saying?
It's getting late, guys.
It is.
Well, yeah, we'll say those next topics
for next time.
Well, Wayne got fuck that mom that left her 16-month-old kid at home.
Yeah, she got sentenced to life.
Yeah, she got life anyway.
Fucking idiot.
Fuck out of here.
What you think a baby gonna do for 10 days?
For 10 days? Oh my
probably
God.
cried itself to.
I know that baby.
The baby
was
in shit, bro. Trying to survive.
Like, bro, it's a baby. They can't.
That's crazy, bro. But like, I mean,
you gotta be a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but you see, that's the problem, nigga. Where the dad at? Bro.
Nope, you couldn't have nobody watch the eye. Just honestly, I can't even think of how a person in their right mind could leave an infant child at home like that for that many days.
It ain't like she went on a trip, bro. She like that's crazy out the country too,
and was living her best life.
Just leaving your baby at home for a few hours.
That.
Fucking day.
Even like that at that age, I wouldn't even.
Wow, that's so fucked, bro. Some people, bro.
See, I'm not even walking outside for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't
like
take the trash
minutes.
Out. Hurry up and get back
better,
in the house.
Like, you was Max. Better off doing the, put the baby on somebody, you know what I mean?
Step.
Yeah, like, do something like that instead of, like, living a kid in the house, bro. Man, people, man.
She could ride in hell for all I
can.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
R.I.P. to that baby, man. Damn, man. You see some shit like, bruh, ain't no way, like, God ain't, you know how people be like, it's God's plan. Like, come on, man.
Gary, it's human error.
You're right.
Insane.
I heard that, yeah.
You're right. That's why I do. Yeah, that's right. What I'm saying. I don't be like, nah, that's just God's plan.
I can't even think about, I don't even know how that would happen.
Like that's what I'm saying. I mean, not to think.
I'm just thinking Xavier about 16 months. Boy, he tearing that shit down. The whole house. Like, damn, bro.
Oh, yeah, that baby was. Oh, he said right there. Yeah,
bro, that's insane.
Like, bro, that's cold, man.
Yeah, bro, that shit crazy. RP.
How you going to say no more topics and then bring up another topic?
Because that just triggered him.
Fuck. Nah, because we just had to get that shit out the way.
Yeah, because right, we didn't need to talk about it next week.
Yeah, we're not talking about that shit next week. The other one, we could talk about that.
I was waiting for that one, too, but we ain't got to talk about it. Because
I got
like,
a story time for that one.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. That one been in the group topic for a few weeks, I think.
Oh,
right?
For real?
Yeah.
It hasn't.
But yeah, man.
I would have seen.
But yeah, man, you know, it's been another episode of the Rational Ignorance Podcast. Yes. You know, we signing off for the week. We a week older. We a year older. You know,
yeah.
Lataja next to be 31. So, yeah, man.
Can't wait.
Oh, you still 30, though. Okay.
Couple more months.
Niggas young.
But yeah, as always, you know my phrase. You know my slogan. As always, stay rational, but don't be afraid to get a little ignorant. We out.
Bye.
Yeah.